to put her in the mood, watch your horror movies.
Dude, she's like twice our age. I really don't think it's gonna happen. She's here.
You are breathtaking.
Thank you. Now don't stay up and watch scary movies, okay? It'll give you nightmares again.
So what do you want to do? Santa
is coming. Ricky, why can't you just leave me alone? He's such a jerk.
Don't hang up on me.
What was that?
Better Watch Out, the latest comedy thriller to finally hit the States here in mainstream theaters, because I believe it was released last year in 2016 in Fantastic Fest, and it never got a release date or picked up or anything like that. Well, it's finally out, and it's coming out this weekend here, and yours truly was able to get his hands on, and eyes, if you will, to watch this little gem. I've been hearing about this film a lot, actually. More so in the festival scenes, and I gotta tell you, I love when you mash maybe mainly comedy and horror, or comedy and thriller and stuff, because it just seems to work. I don't know what it is. You know, you get your funniest or your creepiest movies out that way, and you know, you got your Cabin in the Woods, Tucker and Dale versus Evil. I'm sure I'm blanking on some other comedy horrors and stuff. Like, I consider this more of a thriller than horror, and. We got our boy from, what was it, Dacre Montgomery from the Red Ranger. Power, you can tell, too. He probably filmed this before he was the Red Ranger, because I barely even recognized him. And let's go ahead and give a plot synopsis. So we got here Virginia Madsen and Patrick Warburton. They're the wife and father, or the mother and father, if you will, to Levi Miller's character, who plays Luke in here. And Luke, well, he's a 12-year-old boy about to be 13 in a few weeks, as he claims to the love of his babysitter. It was played Ashley. It was played by Olivia De Jong here, and it's her last night of babysitting because, well, she's moving up to Pittsburgh, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know what city they're in, by the way. Well, he's got a friend we might have seen from the Alexander, having a terrible, bad, long-ass title movie here, Ed Oxenbold. He plays Garrett. He's the friend in here, and he decides, well, it's time for me to go home here. And soon enough, you know, well, Luke here, he tries to make the move on Ashley. You know, he straight up. And then next, you know, when she pretty much gets on the phone with her boyfriend, who's, what was it, Ricky, who's played by Alex Mikic, and he's trying to say, Ricky's a dick. Why are you dating him or whatever and stuff? She's 17 years old in the film, too. And, all right, he pulls out a bottle of champagne, starts drinking it, and, you know, she starts drinking a little bit or whatever, and he's like, oh, caught you drinking some. He's like, I won't tell if you won't tell, so he continues to drink, and then he tries to, I gotta tell you, for a kid drinking, he pretty much handled his alcohol pretty well, so kudos to you, my friend. And he tries to put the lip locks on her, and she's like, oh, what the fuck is wrong with you? That's inappropriate. She's like, I'm 5 years older than you, whatever. He's like, so? It's only a few number of age. My father and mother are different ages, so it's like, you're still a kid. I was like, yeah, that's not cool. You're like 12 years old and you're trying to put the moves on this 17-year-old girl here. That's not cool. I mean, I applaud you, but, you know, I don't applaud that in all sense here. Next, you know what? Some strange shit starts happening around the house, and they're thinking that, oh, it's an invaders coming in pretty much to, you know, rob them, kill them, whatever it may be. And let's just make a long story short here. Ashley starts to figure out, wait a minute, this isn't an event, because she's starting to wonder, like, why Luke is being so brave and getting the gun and stuff like that or whatever. Only for Ashley to figure out, that's fucking Garrett. That's Ed Oxenbold's character. It's his friend. They staged this whole home invasion thing just to impress Ashley, to show how brave Luke was and stuff. And she's like, no, this shit wasn't funny. Because it does go on for about at least 10-15 minutes. This movie's an hour and a half, the invasion part. It goes on for about 10-15 minutes here. So I can imagine her nerves are freaking out, and she's pissed off now at this point. So she says, no, I'm calling your parents right now. She tries to walk downstairs. He yells out, Ashley! And this is where the twist comes in the movie, and I thought this twist was great. I saw this and was like, damn, this just took a whole different form of a movie. I really thought it was going to be a home invasion movie and these kids home alone in this shit. Well, they still Home Alone the shit, except we just turn to find out that these kids are fucking evil and psychopaths. He ends up saying Ashley. She turns around and he slaps the shit out of her. She falls all the way down the stairs. Next thing you know it, we see her taped to a chair, and Garrett's riding a Razor scooter around the house, and Luke here is he's all dressed up nice, got his little Christmas sweater on. He's looking around the house fixing things, and she wakes up and she sounds out that she's duct taped, and we later find out this dude is a maniacal psychopath who just is in love with his babysitter. That's all. And he'd do anything. He even, matter of fact, in the end of the film, he even killed Garrett because he told Garrett, "You don't get to touch her. This is mine." And Garrett ended up touching her towards the end, and he shot Garrett with a shotgun and blew his ass into the kitchen. And then he started screaming in his face, said, "I told you not to touch her." And then he shot her. I was like, "Holy shit, dude." That's the plot synopsis, basically. I want to give Levi Miller, or Levy Miller, however you say his name, this kid was phenomenal in the film. Like, he was so believable. He was maniacal. He was the kid, funny enough, he was the kid that was in the Pan movie. I think that was 2015, the shitty-ass Warner Brothers Pan film. And I almost didn't recognize him because he looks a little older than he did in Pan. Pan, he looks really young. And here, he looks, at least he could be pushing about, yeah, I would say 13, but probably around his age here. In Pan, he looks like he's probably 10 years old or something. I'm trying to think of another movie he might have been out in. I think he's going to be in Wrinkle in Time, but man, I guess Pan is really the only thing I can think of right now or at the moment. But he was great in this. That just goes to show you, Pan just sucked. Okay, Pan just sucked ass. Oh, he's Australian too. Oh, that makes sense. Of course he wouldn't be American. Either way though, he really sold this maniacal psychopath, infatuated, obsessed with this girl. Like, he like nailed it. Like, he made the movie for me. I love it too, because what he tries to do, especially because there's a lot of vulgar language, and he's like, "Let's play truth or dare" or whatever, and she says truth, and he's just like, "How many dicks have you sucked?" It's just like, what? And she's like, "None." He's like, he starts laughing. He's like, "You are such a fucking liar. Everybody knows you give it up, but you've never given it up to me." It's like, he's like mad the fact that he thinks that her ex and her now boyfriend has gotten it and he hasn't gotten it. He feels the need to take out these boyfriends. And Garrett, he's completely clueless to all this. He just thought he was going to scare her a little bit, whatever and stuff. But he's the friend of reason. He's like, "What the fuck is going on here?" They actually get Ricky to come over to the house. And they actually get Mr. Dacre Montgomery, who's the ex-boyfriend, Jeremy. And he ends up killing them too. The way he kills Ricky was funny as fuck, I'm not going to lie. What he does, he's just like, "We're going to Home Alone this shit real quick." He's like, "You told me, Garrett, that a paint can wouldn't knock you back like in Home Alone. Let's test that theory out." So they take a paint can and have him tacked to a chair, and they throw it back, and it finally hits him after the third try. And I guess he wasn't lying. The paint can doesn't knock you back. That paint can decapitated his fucking head off or whatever. Well, it didn't even decapitate it. It smushed his face in, and blood gushed over, and it was just like, holy shit. I remember even going, "Damn, did he just kill that dog?" Oh, the dialogue is clever in it, I think. I don't think this is something you need to rush out and see, though, but I would be damned if you won't have a good time watching this or whatever. Especially, this is a great VOD type Blu-ray Netflix type movie right here. You know, it's something that's really entertaining. It's charged. It's got a lot of energy going for it. It moves at such a quick pace. Gets right to the fucking point too, which is what I love. I love movies that does that. It's like, don't waste no time. Just make the best of this hour and a half. Let's go for it. It's got some great kills in there. It's got some funny moments in there, and the comedy really works. Especially when Ashley gets away. I don't know why this was so funny. And she's like making her way to the carolers. She's like, "Freedom," whatever. And like, I think a brick went upside her head. I don't know why I was laughing. I was like, I remember looking. I was like, "Damn, did he just knock her upside down with a brick?" The kids really sell it in here, especially Levy Miller. And he's like the damn Joker in this film, the way he set this up, too, because he invites the ex over, and he tricks him to write pretty much an alibi, you know, to tell him how sorry. He gets her phone, too, and put on Facebook, like, how boyfriends could be so annoying. I wish exes would just go away, you know? He does it in that tone, too, as well. So, like, he's got, like, the whole story covered. And like, I'm not gonna lie, you want the kid to succeed, and somebody just, like, get it all right, man. You know, this is for love, man. You know, she didn't love you. And he ends up just killing everybody in this house. He has the ex-boyfriend write the alibi, and then he hangs the ex-boyfriend with putting all the evidence in his hands and his fingerprints and stuff. He ends up stabbing Ashley in her neck after he kills Garrett for touching her. He stabs her in the neck. Little to be known, though, towards the end of the film where he's setting everything up and getting everything fixed up, and you just sitting there going, like, this maniacal little bastard right here. He's like, and you just love it, too. I don't know why. Maybe I'm a psychopath myself, but it was just so charming or whatever, and just so clever in how he did it. It's like, well, clearly he's going to get caught. I mean, he's just got to. And sure enough, he takes a sleeping pill, knocks himself out or whatever, and acts like he was sleeping through the whole thing. The parents come home, and they see all the dead bodies and him still sleeping. They're freaking out and stuff. And next thing you know, he hears the cops or the ambulance yelling in the background, "We got one alive!" And his eyes got big. My eyes got big. I was like, oh, shit, you're fucked now, dude. And what happens is you see it's the girl, Ashley. She's still alive. And they're stretching her out, and all you hear is the cops say, and she put some duct tape over her neck right before she was stabbed to hold the blood in or to hold the wound in, whatever. It's pretty clever of her. And she just flicks off at the window because she sees Luke looking out. She gives him the middle finger. And then the credits roll, right? And I was just like, oh, he's fucked, dude. But then it's like a mid-credit. They did a fucking Marvel stinger here. Mid-credit sequence in. He comes back. The kid, he looks from out the window. And he turns around and looks at his mom. And he says, "Mom, can we go to the hospital? I'm worried about Ashley, and I just want to make sure she's okay." And I was like, yes! The killer wins! Because you know he's about to suffocate that girl with a pillow. I like this movie a lot. This is awesome. This was like right up my wheelhouse. I'm not going to lie, as far as just crazy balls of the wall. It's something like I believe like a James Gunn would make or something like that. It was directed by Chris Peckover. That's a terrible name, by the way, too. I'm trying to... What movies... Yeah, well, he ain't done shit. I'm looking at it right now. Damn. So he done this movie Undocumented back in 2010. I remember that poster, but I don't think I've seen this movie, to be honest. He did a short Alive and Well. So really, this is kind of his... Well, his second feature film, if you will, here. And, man, he looks like a total bro in this photo, too, you know. But either way, though, he did a real good job directing this, man. He kept a lot of energy in this film. The pacing is good. He got a lot of good material out of these actors. They were believable in the sense of what they were doing. Even the whole obsession thing was just handled really well because this kid, Levi Miller, he just delivers it in such a way that makes it so believable. I had a fun time with this movie. It's something I wouldn't say you need to rush out in theaters because it's just like a one-and-done type deal. It's nothing really grand. It's really nothing doing anything different or anything. It's just got a nice, fun element to it, and I think people will enjoy themselves. I'll give it a see it. I enjoyed myself a lot. I had a good time watching this. This is definitely, like, the perfect type of deal for a home movie here, you know? The perfect Netflix and chill type movie. Or although, just leave the chill part out until after the movie because I do think you'll get some enjoyment out of this. So, yeah, I'm going to drop a seat on this film. There's really nothing much I can say about it. And plus, you know, like I said, it's kind of cutthroat and dry here. And I don't remember all the jokes in here, but I'm still giving it a see it because I was thoroughly entertained.
Just go away.